8 years ago, investigative journalist Regina Martinez was found beaten and dead in her home in Veracruz, Mexico. A well-known reporter, she was investigating power and corruption, including the state government's alleged relationship with violent drug organizations. Her death frightened many journalists in Veracruz. It was one of the most brutal murders of Mexican journalists in the past 20 or 30 years, said Jan Albert Hutson. He is the Mexico representative for the Committee to Protect Journalists, CPJ. Martinez's killing is the subject of a new investigation published this month by the Cartel Project. It is the work of a worldwide organization of investigative journalists called Forbidden Stories. Their piece examines the investigation into her death and the mistakes made by the police. It also looks at a social media disinformation campaign about the killing and the reporting Martinez was doing at the time she was killed. She was reporting on thousands of people who had mysteriously disappeared in Veracruz. Forbidden Stories founder Laurent Richard described the organization as a group of reporters who are continuing the work of journalists who have been killed, jailed, or under threat. The larger goal, Richard said, is to say to enemies of the free press that even if you kill the messenger, you will never kill the message. Yet, with the lack of arrests for journalist killings in Mexico, the continuing violence and the anti-press comments from President Andre Manuel López Obrador, the future of journalism in the country is bleak, Hutson says. More than 30 journalists were killed directly for their work worldwide in 2020, including at least 5 in Mexico, the CPJ reports. That number makes Mexico as deadly as Afghanistan, which is the deadliest country in the world for reporters. And those killings almost never end with arrests. López Obrador has agreed that journalism is important, and he has spoken out against the killings. But any attempts to bring arrests have failed, and he is often angry and uncooperative with reporters. The president often criticizes news organizations for providing what he sees as unfavorable coverage. He once told reporters, "If you go too far, you know what will happen." López Obrador later said he was talking about a loss of public support. Hutson says Mexican journalists believe the president's language adds to the climate of violence that exists online, including death threats. Journalists also fear the new threat of doxing, which is posting personal information about journalists online. This can include their address or other personal information about their families. Government measures have been taken to protect reporters, including a special prosecutor's office to investigate attacks, as well as the use of bodyguards. However, at least 6 journalists who had the government protections were killed. The lack of effective protection measures is a problem for journalists around the world. They often find they are left to face threats alone. Forbidden Stories is trying to change that. It was founded following several attacks on journalists, including one that received wide news coverage. In January 2015, gunmen killed 12 people and injured several others at the offices of the satirical newspaper Charlie Hebdo in Paris. Richard worked as a journalist in another office on the same floor. "This was a very traumatic event for all of us," he said. Richard decided the best way to protect journalists was for them to work together. He started Forbidden Stories in 2017 to connect journalists around the world. It offers protection as well as assistance in investigations. It also shows how the stories of journalists are interconnected. "What we wanted to do with the Cartel Project," Richard said, "is to show that when a reporter in Mexico is killed, it's not only a Mexican story. The drug cartels have international political connections." Following leads from Martinez's work, Forbidden Stories followed the cartel's reach to countries around the world. The final project had 5 investigative news articles published at the same time by several international news organizations. Hudson believes such journalism efforts are important, especially when investigating things like organized crime or corruption. "These are subjects that many Mexican journalists cannot work on without being targeted. It is often impossible to find out who is behind the threats and the killings." "It might be organized crime," Hudson said. He added that it could also be local officials, or the two working together. I'm Susan Shand.